And it is my understanding and the expectation is that will be voted on in the House of Representatives tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, it will be. It's on the floor tonight. It's one of the, I think, top seven items. You know, as I've been on the show before, we thought we would be have a vote in the low 60s, but we're going to continue looking at it. It could be we could be in the high 50s after what was happening this weekend with some various groups. But what I will say is, you know, there's people who are looking to file amendments, and so we're going to take a vote on those amendments, and if some go on, then we'll just have to see if there's enough votes to pass the bill. Right now, there is enough, I think, of enough votes to pass what we have on the floor. If amendments go on the bill, which is could happen, it may take votes off, and the bill could be in jeopardized of passing the House floor. Which then, if more no votes come out than yes votes, and that would kill the entire caption for the next 2 years.
Hold on for just a moment, because you told me the last time we spoke about 2 weeks ago, you said that you thought that there was enough votes to pass the governor's measure, the so-called governor's bill, the one that he wants to sign. And you said, you know, there just aren't the votes for the other things. And then we heard from the folks at the Tennessee Firearm Association who said, well, all we want are these amendments voted on. So that they basically get what they want, they're going to get their amendments voted on?
Oh, yeah. Listen, if they want those amendments voted on, we're not planning on tabling them. We're going to put them up on the board. And, you know, we feel very strongly we have somewhere between 58 to 62 votes to pass what we have currently on the House floor. You know, there's a wide-ranging variety. Not a lot of Democrats have filed amendments, but I think the Republicans are going to be filing theirs today for the other gun groups. And we're going to take a vote. And, you know, if you're thinking about playing politics, the Democrats, they have 26 votes. They could vote for all the Republican amendments, which is a fake vote, which would get you enough votes to put it on the bill, and then flip and vote no, and the bill dies. So, you know, you have to consider all aspects, but we are going to put those up for a vote, and then we'll see what happens.
So I want to make sure that I'm correct on that. If Democrats want to play games, you say it might be possible for some of these measures to become like poison pills that ultimately cannot be passed.
It could be. I mean, if you think about it, say that something gets up on the board and there's 70 votes and all 26 Democrats vote for that. Obviously, that's less than 50. That's only 44 Republicans. And we're going to have, you know, I think, you know, four or five Republicans out tonight who don't look like they're going to be there. So we start with 73, but we'll either have 68 or 69 Republicans on the House floor tonight. So there is a possibility for the Democrats to play games to try to get something on the bill that they think will kill it. And not only would it potentially kill the bill, it would also kill the caption of the bill if there's more no votes than yes votes for the next 2 years if we're not careful.
Wow. Wow, because, I mean, it until now, I was under the impression that the governor's bill was almost a fait accompli. It was going to happen.
Well, it is, as is. But, you know, as if Democrats play games on the amendments and they try to put some poison amendments on that they don't think the Republicans can get enough votes for, then that could jeopardize the bill. But
to be clear, some of the amendments you're talking about are the amendments that are being proposed by the Tennessee Firearms Association and others.
Well, I'm not saying which associations are trying to get members. Some members may be just filing things that they believe in, which is fine. But I also think that I think Republicans this weekend reached out who want to file amendments and kind of insinuated that we were going to try to table their motions. And we said, no, that's not accurate. We're going to put an up and down vote on there, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch tonight. And now, you know, it sounds as if with the possibility of some games being played that we may not get permitless carry in the state this time around.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you know, when the other side of the aisle has 26 votes and if they want to play games with amendments, they have the possibility to do it. They don't have the votes to to pass something, but they do have enough votes in block to try to put something on the bill that they think that might kill it, which would then, in their opinion, if they got enough no votes on that bill, meaning if you have more no votes than yes votes on any bill on the House floor, and this is a rule, if a bill on the House floor dies with more no's than yeses, it kills that caption for the entire General Assembly, meaning this session and next session.
We'll be watching with great interest. But let's assume for a moment that that doesn't happen and that the governor's bill survives and gets the votes that it's needed. When would the actual law go into effect? Many people are wondering. Obviously, the governor has to sign it, and obviously it still has to pass the House. But if those two things happen, when does the actual provisions of the law go into effect?
Yes, let me take a quick look right here. My gut tells me it goes when the governor signs it, but let me double check here at the very end. I'm sorry. Can I get back to you? You want to talk about something else? And I'll give you the answer as I look it real quick.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me. Well, I noticed that the governor signed the transgender bill very quickly after it passed the House.
Yeah, July 1st. It goes into effect July 1st.